The Senate, please come to order. Members, please vote to signify their presence.
Senator Heffer. Roll shows 17 members present. Senators Adams and Lincoln are excused. We'll call the Senate today.
Thank you. If members would please stand. Our chaplain this morning is Pastor Wayne Coggins of the Cornerstone Family Ministries.
Our Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, for the wonderful gift of a free will and the freedom to make choices. Thank you that we weren't created as robots that could only make wise choices or show love and kindness because we were pre-programmed to do so. Every day, as these senators take their seats in these chambers, there are two action buttons before them, a green one for yay and a red one for nay. There isn't a purple one for yes, but, or a yellow one for no, but neither is there a beige one for maybe. Daily they must decide and then vote. God, please grant them the wisdom they seek to hear the issues and vote with a clear conscience on the matters before them. A few moments ago, each senator pushed the green button to indicate they were present on this 15th day of March, 1999. While this may not seem a significant vote, it does give occasion to thank you, Lord, for the health and strength to be here and for the privilege of being chosen to serve the people of Alaska. Amen.
Amen. Senator Ellis.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Senator Hoffman.
Madam President, I move and ask unanimous consent that the prayer be spread on the journal.
Hearing no objection, the prayer will be spread upon the journal. Would the Secretary please certify the journal?
I certify as to the correctness of the journal for the 55th legislative day.
Senator Mackey.
Madam President, I move and ask unanimous consent the journal be approved as certified by the Secretary.
Hearing no objection, the journal is approved. Are there guests for introduction today? Senator Lehman.
Madam President, I'm pleased to introduce my special guest in the Miller Gallery. This week starts spring break in the Anchorage School District, and my wife Carolyn surprised me yesterday by calling and saying that our youngest, Nicole, would be on the plane, and so I should go out and meet her at the airport. So in the Miller Gallery, I'm pleased to welcome Nicole, who's 8 years old, second grade at Turnagain Elementary School.
Further introductions, Senator Mackey.
She definitely gets her good looks from her mother. Madam President, I'd like to introduce a constituent of yours who is a guest page today. Fred Ring from your district is visiting the Senate. Please welcome him.
We notice you haven't introduced Gage yet this year, I don't think. Senator Lehman.
Madam President, other guests in the Ziegler Gallery are longtime friends of mine, Lucky Schultz and his son John. They actually live in the South Anchorage area that's represented by Senator Ward, but he allowed that since I've known them for a long time that I could introduce them. I'd like to welcome them to the Senate.
Do we have messages from the governor?
There are no messages from the governor.
Do we have messages from the House?
There are no messages from the House.
Do we have communications?
No communications, Madam President.
Standing committee reports.
Rules Committee considered Senate Joint Resolution Number 11 urging the Congress of the United States to provide federal education funds as a block grant to the state. Recommends calendar, sign the report, Senator Tim Kelly, Chair, Senators Miller, Lehman, and Pierce. Senator Ellis signed under other recommendations. This resolution appears on today's calendar. Those are all standing committee reports.
Are there special committee reports?
There are no special committee reports.
Are there Senate resolutions for introduction?
There are no Senate resolutions this morning.
Are there Senate bills for introduction?
Senate Bill Number 105 by Senators Taylor, Green, an act determining the facilities constituting a school for purposes of public school funding and providing for an effective date.
Hess Finance.
Those are all the bills for introduction this morning.
That brings us to consideration of the daily calendar.
Senate Joint Resolution Number 11 by the Senate Finance Committee urging the Congress of the United States to provide federal education funds as a block grant to the state. Finance Committee considered the resolution, recommends the CS, signed due pass. Senators Torgerson, Parnell, co-chair, Senators Phillips, Green, and Kelly. Senator Adams signed no recommendation. Rules recommends calendar, signed reports, and Tim Kelly, chair. Senators Miller, Lehman, and Pierce. Senator Ellis signed under other recommendations. There is a Finance Committee substitute.
Senator Torgerson.
Thank you, Madam President. I would move and ask unanimous consent that the Senate adopt the CS for Senate Bill 11, Finance Committee version.
Hearing no objection, the Finance Committee CS is adopted.
CS for Senate Joint Resolution Number 11, Finance, by the Senate Finance Committee, and I have no amendments.
Senator Mackey.
Madam President, move and ask unanimous consent that CS for SJR 11, Finance, be considered engrossed, advanced third reading, and placed on final passage.
Hearing no objection, we're in third reading.
CS Senate Joint Resolution Number 11, Finance, urging the Congress of the United States to provide federal education funds for a block grant to the state.
Is there a debate? Senator Ellis.
Thank you, Madam President. I noted that there was no HESC referral. It was just a Senate Finance resolution considered only by that committee. And understand that the Department of Education is supporting the resolution with the understanding that we all be cognizant of future funding issues. Because of Alaska's small population, there could be a concern with block grants in the future that if the Congress decides to base more education funding on enrollments, that Alaska could suffer in the future because of this. An opportunity to reduce overall education funding could occur if block granting is the method used for all of education funding and ignoring the special categories of funding that Alaska benefits from greatly. I do want to pose the question to the majority, and maybe this was discussed in finance, about the impact on public law 874 monies to the state of Alaska for the military students, special education money. If this were to be adopted, taken into account by the Congress, what would be the impact on some of those special categories that Alaska benefits from greatly?
Is there further debate? Senator Torgerson.
Madam President, that is a good question. The intent of this requesting the block grants is that the Congress won't mandate on the state of Alaska or other states where the education money might be spent, and allow us the maximum flexibility to continue our programs and continue funding if it's deemed necessary or appropriate by the legislature. The actual contents of the bills that are being debated in Congress now, which is HJR 2 and Senate Bill 280, do not have any provisions in our stipulations on how TL 874 money would be spent. Again, this is just to allow maximum flexibility to the state.
Except for the debate, Senator Donnelly.
Well, I guess just to kind of let the folks out there in television land know what's going on here, this is a resolution that would ask the federal government to change the way they send money to the states for education and change it similar to how the Congress modified the welfare funds. It used to be that all the welfare programs were separate little individual programs and the state got a mishmash of funding. It was very complex and very difficult for the states to prioritize or to utilize in a way that best served the people of the individual state. Congress went to a block grant system of welfare. It's been very successful across the United States and reduced the bureaucracy involved in distributing that welfare to the people who need it and allowing states more flexibility in adjusting those programs. We'd like Congress to do the same thing with education programs. Madam President, I served for several years as the chair of the Department of Education Budget Subcommittee, and it was incredibly frustrating to see just how much of that department, the bureaucracy in that department, is compartmentalized and partitioned off in such a way as to source all these many, many, many different types of federal education programs. It's a mess. It's so complicated you can't make good public policy decisions within the Department of Education from a budgetary point of view and from a delivery of services point of view because everybody's so identified or a percentage of each individual is identified with a certain federal program. Be much more efficient if we had a block grant system of education funding so the state could look at the total amount of money they were getting and focus it towards the greatest needs of the people of Alaska. You could reduce bureaucracy, you could deliver services more efficiently, increase services probably, and it would be just an all-around much better way to bring government back home to the folks here, more close to where the decisions should be made for the people who are receiving the services. And that's what this resolution is all about. There are clearly some exceptions, special programs in the federal system where Alaska gets a benefit. And this is a very general resolution. It's a direction to our legislative delegation and a statement to the Congress to give them an idea that this is an important focus for us. It's a way to let them know, a heads up, that what they're working on is very important to us and to encourage them to continue to work on this. And obviously our congressional delegation is going to be very mindful and watchful to fine-tune any final product of Congress to protect any special interests we may have because of special geographical situations here in Alaska. And But we didn't want to go into a big, long list like that for them, because obviously they have the expertise as it goes through the committee process in Congress to protect our interests through that process. And we want to work with them on that, help them any way we can on that. But I think this is a very positive statement, the direction that we're hoping Congress will be going, to free up states to do more of these decisions for themselves to serve the people of their states.
Further debate? Are we ready for the question? The question is, shall committee substitute for Senate Joint Resolution 11 Finance pass the Senate? Members may proceed to vote. Have all members voted? Will the Secretary please lock the roll? Does any member wish to change his or her vote? The Secretary please record the roll. Committee substitute, Senate Joint Resolution 11 Finance has passed the Senate. The vote was 19 yeas and 0 nays. Senator Ellis.
President, I'd like to serve notice of reconsideration of my vote on SJR 11.
Notice of reconsideration has been given on Senate Joint Resolution 11. Madam Secretary.
Citation honoring Alaska Battle of the Books. Anchorage Battle of the Books.
Senator Mackey.
Move and ask unanimous consent that the citation on today's calendar be approved.
Hearing no objection, the citation is approved. That brings us to unfinished business. Senator Mackey.
Can we have a brief at ease, please?
Senate will stand at ease. Senate, please come back to order. We're under unfinished business. Senator Mackey.
Are there any other announcements that may need to be made before I make a recess motion?
Senator Peake.
Okay. I'll yield.
Senator Donnelly.
Unanimous consent that I be allowed to co-sponsor Senate Bill 25 that relates to three-time violent misdemeanors.
Hearing no objection, you'll be shown as a co-sponsor on Senate Bill 25.
And the same motion for Senate Bill 26, which is providing false information to the police.
Hearing no objection, you will be shown as a co-sponsor on Senate Bill 26.
And Senate Bill 77, which involves civil actions by municipalities relating to firearms. 77, I'm
sorry. Hearing no objection, you'll be shown as a co-sponsor on Senate Bill 77, along with Senator Taylor, Senator Halford, Senator Green, Senator Miller. Senator Pete Kelly.
If it is.
Senate, please come back to order. Senator Lehman.
I move and ask unanimous consent that I be excused from the call of the Senate on Friday, March 19th, on state business.
Hearing no objection, you will be excused on Friday. It is at the risk of starting an exodus. Friday won't be canceled, but we probably will just have a skeleton session. That is if we finish our business on the supplemental bill. Further unfinished business, Senator Mackey.
Madam President, if members could remain in the building, we're going to recess to the call of the chair to wait for the action of the House on the supplemental bill, because we do need to officially read that back or take a motion dealing with their action. So we'll recess to the call of the chair, and it could be anywhere from 10 minutes to an hour or maybe even longer. So if members could stay in the building, we'll ring the bells when it's time. So with that, I move we recess to the call of the chair.
Hearing no objection, we will recess. It will be at least 1 o'clock before we come back. So if you want to leave for lunch, fine, but try to make sure you're back by 1. I don't know how long the House is going to take. We're in recess. All members are here who are in town today. Senator Lincoln is excused. Senator Mackey.
Madam President, I request that we move back to messages from the House on the daily calendar.
Hearing no objection, Madam Secretary, do we have messages from the House?
Message dated March 15th. Madam President, the House has failed to concur in the Senate amendment to CS for House Bill number 100, Finance, Budget Reserve Fund, Supermajority failed, EFD failed. Namely, Senate CS for CS for House Bill number 100, Finance, making and amending capital supplemental and other appropriations, making an amending appropriation to capitalize fund, ratifying certain expenditures, making an amending appropriations under Article 9, Section 17C, Constitution of the State of Alaska, from the Constitutional Budget Reserve Fund effective date, respectfully requests the Senate to recede from its amendments. In the event the Senate fails to recede, the Speaker has appointed the following members to a conference committee to meet with the like committee from the Senate to consider the bills. Representative Mulder, Chair, Representative Terrio, Representative Grusendorf.
Senator Mackey.
Wow, look at that board. Madam President, I move and ask unanimous consent. No, I don't ask unanimous consent. I move that the Senate received from its amendments to CS for House Bill 100 Finance, Budget Reserve Fund failed, supermajority failed, effective date failed, and recommend that members vote no.
Is there debate? Are you ready for the question? The question is, shall the Senate recede from its amendments to committee substitute House Bill 100 Finance, Budget Reserve Fund, supermajority failed, effective date failed? Members may proceed to vote. Have all members voted? Secretary, please lock the roll. Does any member wish to change his or her vote? Would the Secretary please record the roll? The Senate has failed to recede from its amendments to CS House Bill 100 Finance, Budget Reserve Fund, supermajority failed, effective date failed. The vote was 0 yeas, 19 nays, and I had assigned our conference committee members yesterday. Are there any further messages from the House?
I have no further messages, Madam President.
That brings us back to unfinished business. Has anybody thought of anywhere they want to go since we've been gone? Senator Kelly. Senator Pete Kelly.
Madam President, I move and ask unanimous consent that I be excused from the call of the House tomorrow from early plain time till late plain time.
Hearing no objection, Senator.
Can I have an at ease, please?
Senate will please stand at ease. Will the Senate please come back to order? The objection maintained to Senator Pete Kelly's request to be absent from the call of the Senate tomorrow. Hearing no further objection, Senator Pete Kelly is excused. It's my understanding he will be here if needed. Unfinished business, Senator Donnelly.
Excused from the call of the Senate on March the 19th, that's this coming Friday, for legislative and personal business.
Hearing no objection, Senator Donnelly is excused on the 19th. Senator Ward.
Same motion. Without objection, be excused Friday, March 19th for personal business.
Hearing no objection, Senator Ward will also be excused on the 19th. Do we have announcements? Senator Parnell.
Thank you, Madam President. I have just an announcement for the body of the Conference Committee on HB 100. The supplemental budget bill will be at 9:45 a.m. tomorrow in the Farron Camp Room, room 203 of the Capitol.
Senator Tim Kelly, were you seeking the floor? Senator Kelly.
There will be a Rules Committee meeting immediately following adjournment for purposes of calendaring bills.
Senator Miller.
Thank you, Madam President. Following the Rules Committee meeting, there will be your favorite committee meeting will be meeting, along with everyone else. The HESC will be meeting in the Butchovich Room, and we'll be taking up the long-term care task force bills.
Thank you, Senator Miller. Senator Halford.
It is with great disappointment that the Resources Committee meeting for today is canceled due to the caucus.
Thank you, Senator Halford. Senator Mackey.
Madam President, there will be a majority caucus at 3 o'clock. Hopefully all this other stuff will be done by then. But we will start on time at 3 o'clock if all members can be there.
And that is where? Caucus in the Butchovich Room at 3. Further announcements? Are there special orders? Senator Mackey, O1100.
Kumbaya. Madam President, I move and ask unanimous consent. Senate adjourned until 11 a.m. tomorrow, Tuesday, March 16th.
We're adjourned until 11 a.m. tomorrow.